Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Dozens of people gathered in Jamaica Plain yesterday for the funeral of Henry Tapia. The 34-year-old was killed in Belmont last week in what's being investigated as a possible hate crime. Mourners focused less on what Henry Tapia's death means for the pursuit of justice and more on what his life meant to them. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Henry Tapia Jr. was remembered for being a good friend and a bad dancer, for playing video games well and for singing a little out of tune.
I can't sing the song. It goes like this. It goes, my hero, and I am the person.
Many knew him as Henry. His friends called him Henny. To his family, he was Enrito. He was proud of being Dominican. He was a dad of three kids, a boyfriend, a brother, and a son. His loved ones say he lit up rooms he never entered quietly. They remembered him as a protector of anyone who needed one. And his mom, Miosotis Morel, said she knows he's now an angel watching over his family.
Esto no es. This is not a goodbye. This is... I will see you later.
It was snowing when loved ones gathered at the funeral home yesterday. Tapia's pastor, Steve Cole, highlighted the weather and the Book of John in his sermon.
Jesus wept. God weeps. Don't be deceived. God weeps. He's weeping today.
Cole spoke about justice and about forgiveness, but Tapia's cousin, Raul Felipe, says he's just not there yet. Tapia taught him how to ride a bike, and he's still angry at the man who killed him.
It's going to take time to forgive, and I don't know how long that would take.
I'm so mad because they took him away from us in a senseless act of violence. It didn't have to happen that way.
The way Tapia died wasn't mentioned much at his funeral. Pastor Steve Cole said it was the most horrific thing he's ever read. Last week, Tapia and a white man named Dean Capsalis got into a verbal road rage altercation in Belmont. According to law enforcement and witnesses, when Tapia walked back to his car, Capsalis called him the N-word, got in his truck, and ran him over. Capsalis turned himself in to police about a half an hour later, and he faces several charges, including murder. At Forest Hills Cemetery yesterday, Tapia's father, Henry Tapia Sr., said he wishes he could have saved his son.
Yes, I got guilt in my heart because I wasn't there the day that happened. If I was there, I'd probably say, hey, let's continue, like I always do.
This was Henry Tapia Sr.'s first funeral. His dad is 100, his mom is 97. He thought he'd have more time with his son.
I think that he's going to pop up there one on his joke. One was pranked.
A video game controller lay on his casket. Danny Garcia said he and Tapia became friends over their shared love of the fighting game Tekken.
We were at a tournament. Henny came by, and he was just, like, so intrigued and had so much energy. And I'm like, this is a big dude. Now, like, he was so amped because he was like, wow, I didn't know other people played this game. I want to get better.
Garcia was a pallbearer yesterday, along with several of Tapia's relatives. They held the casket low because Tapia's 3-year-old son Eli wanted to help. And as mourners threw flowers onto the casket, Eli said goodbye to his dad.
Love you, Daddy.
You love you, Daddy?
I love you,
Daddy.
Huh? Love you, Dad.
He loves you too.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.